Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Social Blend with your hosts, George and...
Gracie.
We have so much to talk about this week. First of all, this heat is disgusting.
Oh, my God. You know, because it was so hot, our power went out for, 3 hours last night.
Crazy. And we were supposed to film last night, so I'm like, thank God we did not film. That would have been a disaster.
We were both like, we're tired. It's fine.
Oh my, I was not okay yesterday. I don't know what was going on. I was so tired and I get nauseous, and that's definitely, it's because of my Lyme's disease. So I get nauseous at times, and I just was not okay.
Do you have Lyme's disease?
Yes, I have Lyme's disease.
Oh, my. I didn't know that. I not know this?
No, I don't know how you don't know this. It's literally my personality now. That's it.
You've literally never mentioned it before.
Oh my! I've made posts about it. I was interviewed by the Global Alliance Association for Lyme's disease. Yes, it's now my personality because it's so tragic.
When did you get this?
Okay, I got it, I think, June of 2021. I was at my sister's prom. We were taking photos for her prom, and it was at the park, and I got a tick. Horrible. I felt nauseous. I was collapsing on the floor. It was so bad. I thought I was dying. And then they're you have Lyme. Yeah, so now I get
it's really bad.
I get flare-ups. So,
yeah.
But the doctor's you caught it right in time. They're it's dormant, but you might get flare-ups, but you caught it right in time because it could have been so much worse. People lose their eyesight. They lose their so crazy.
Yeah, that's why you always got to check for ticks and wear that deep woods bug spray. Oh, my God.
Yes, yes. And if you ever feel nauseous not nauseous, but if you ever feel very weak or almost blurry vision, go to the doctor and check, because you never know. And it could not, it's the bullseye, but it could also be a black and blue mark. You never know what it is.
Yeah. I'm almost always nauseated but that's because I have tummy problems.
Right. Yeah. So that could be it too. Yeah.
But yeah, no.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I didn't know you had that.
Yes. And I am. So next May is, so it's funny because I thought it was June, Lyme's Disease Awareness Month. It's actually May. So when June came along, I had a whole spread ready and it was it was last month. Cool. So this May we'll do something special for.
Oh, good. Yeah. We'll have a whole Lyme's disease pod.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway. Yeah. So there was the heat was crazy. And,
so crazy.
And then you had no power. That was wild.
Oh, my God. We we're what the fuck do we do? Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know. And
it
especially
was disgusting.
Yeah. Because that means the air condition goes off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
No lights. And it was hot and dark. And we had to have a bunch of candles lit because we don't have any fucking flashlights or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, this is going to be a long one. We have a lot of things to talk about today.
No, we have so much.
So much.
So much.
Adam's going to be so happy because he loves when it's long. He's like, why is it short?
Right.
I'm like, all right.
I love them. Okay, fine.
Can you relax?
Yeah.
<I'm just kidding. laughs> Anyway, so weekly updates on our lives. George, what's going on?
Okay, so this morning, really nothing's been crazy. I'll talk about my morning, of course.
Yeah.
I accidentally, so I have no coffee right now. So I have an espresso machine and I just found out that my brother has been drinking all my espresso. I had no idea until this morning. I went to go get to go make some coffee for myself and there's nothing there. So I'm so annoyed. So I had tea instead. not knowing that the tea I grabbed was a laxative tea. It said like smooth move, and I thought
smooth move.
Yes, my fate from traditional.
Yes, never. That's what I take best. When I'm backed up.
Yes. Okay. So honestly, the best company, and I always get their variety pack. So I'll always like have some, and I just grabbed one. I was like, this is fine. I usually do throat coat, even if my throat's fine. I just love the taste. And anyway, so I took it, not realizing until I like threw away the package. And I drank it, like, and all of a sudden I'm like, what is happening to me?
Oh my God.
And then I'm like, oh, cool, 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 cool. I took a smooth move laxative tea. So that's been my morning.
But it's not supposed to work for like 10, like 10, between like 8 and 12 hours.
So,
or does it work immediately for you?
Well, no. So this is what happened. I went normal. TMI, but I went normal. TMI. And then all of a sudden around 11 o'clock, I'm like shaking and I'm like, oh no, I need to go.
It's time. It's time.
It's time. It's time. So listen, that was my morning.
I'm not afraid to talk about a good BM. I can't have a BM without a BW. Bowel movement, baby wipe.
Baby. Yeah. Wait, Gracie was over and she's like, I have to use the bathroom. Where? And I'm like, okay. And then she's like, but do you have a baby wipe? I'm like, no. I'm like, I don't think so. I'm like, oh. But it's,
and I was like, it's fine.
I was on that kick for the longest until my brother, who does like HVAC and plumbing and stuff like that, is like, are you fucking throwing those in the toilet? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you fucking can't. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, they're flushable.
Nope. He said no. He said it's all a fraud and they're not flushable.
Well, whatever. Nothing. I still use them because I literally don't feel clean and fresh without them.
Without them. No, good. So, yeah. So that's so it. That was my morning. How was your morning?
Heck. Oh, my morning was bad.
Yeah.
So here's what happened to me. I woke up like 8 minutes later than I wanted to, which was fine. Like, that's good. Like, like 8 minutes, fine. Like, if I
that's not bad.
It's fine. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
So I woke up. I got in the shower. I only wash my hair like once, maybe twice a week if it's like dirty and gross, or like I swim or something. But so I just did like a rinse off, body wash, shower, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And I got out, put my robe on. I made myself breakfast, which is like something that I almost never do because, like, you know, I live a little bit farther from work. I got to wake up early to get ready and like get out the door. It's hard, but like, that's where a lot of my money goes when I fucking buy like Starbucks and Dunkin' breakfast. Like,
same.
I made breakfast and it was like a delicious breakfast. I was like, hell yeah. I got dressed and ready. I was like, I wanted to leave the house by like 6:40. I left at like 6:45, which was fine. Like, that's good. Like, within 5 minutes, that's great.
Yeah.
We're driving. We're getting the car. Neil drove me to the PATH station. And it's like a 15-minute walk. But like, I'm tired. I don't want to do that. Right. I want to sleep a little more. I'd rather sleep those 15 minutes. It's fine.
Right.
And I realized that like my over-the-ear headphones that were in the car were in the house because Neil borrowed them and I forgot to grab them.
Oh, shit.
And then we got to the PATH station and I'm like looking in my bag for my wallet that has like my SmartLink card to like get on the train and I don't have it. So I didn't pay.
Yeah.
And then just snuck right in, whatever.
You gave them enough money.
Yeah, it's fine, whatever. But I was just like, oh my God, like awful. Then I got to the 33rd Street station, was trying to transfer to the queue. I looked on the side of the train. I thought it said Q, but it said N. So no! I ended up, and I like, they run on some of, they stop at some of the same stops.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, great. It's going to be the next one. Nope. I ended up in fucking Queens. But just like the first stop in, which is like whatever. But then like the train going back to the city was delayed. So I was like, I'm going to be late. So I got in an Uber. The Uber's 7 minutes away. There's all this fucking traffic. I was 11 minutes late. I was like, no.
Wow.
This is literally not who I am. Yeah. I am not like this. I'm always either early or like right on time. Like,
yes,
yeah. I am almost never late. Last school year, I was late one time and it was only by 8 minutes.
Wow.
So like, this is the third day of the school year. And I'm already past the threshold.
Past the threshold, yes.
So like, yeah. I like almost started fucking crying. I was tearing up. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I like melted down. I was like, ugh. But then it was fine. I met my students today, my new students that had a new teaching job. And I like them. They're really nice. I think it's going to be a good year. I think it's going to be a lot of work, but it's going to be good and it's going to be better. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
But
that's exciting.
Yeah. That was my morning. Totally fine. Whatever.
Yeah. And I feel like by you only being 11 minutes late for all that chaos, I think that you're okay. Like, yeah. You know.
Yeah. One of my paras tried to like sneak me in, but then I had already texted one of my other paras and she called the like site coordinator, and the site coordinator was like, it's fine, like whatever, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's the third day of school. It's a new building for me. I'm sure like it's fine, whatever. But like, I don't want people to think that I'm a late person.
Right. Yeah. That you're late. Yeah.
Because I was like literally like right on time yesterday. So now it's like, look, it might look like whatever. So tomorrow I'm just going to try and get there at like literally 7:30 and we'll see
what happens. Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to talk about, and you were there for this, my birthday festivities.
Yes.
It was such a fun time.
It was so exciting. It was fun because like the theme was like you.
Yeah.
And like it was a lot of fun, and people wore like wigs and outfits that Gracie would wear. I was like, this is so fun.
I was a little bummed because not everybody dressed up.
Right. Did it,
and I was like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Ask for one thing.
Right. And I'm a sucker for a theme party.
I love a theme.
I did not think of a wig, or I so would have done a wig.
I know.
It was so funny. But my so my thing for Gracie, so what I wore, it wasn't something she would wear, but it's something that she would say a lot. And like months ago, she posted on her social media and it was booty shorts. And on it, it said, "Are you mad at me?" And I was like, oh my God, that's genius for her party.
Love it.
And so I got shirts that say, "Are you mad at me?" And that's what I wore.
Did you like get them custom made?
Yes. So, and then I also got one for Gracie too. So it was like perfect. But I'm so mad. We got no photos. We got a selfie. I wasn't even thinking. I was like, oh my God, we got no
photos. I know. I definitely didn't get enough photos as I wanted. But yeah. The birthday party was really fun. It was really fucking expensive.
Yeah.
So like I asked everybody because to send me $40 for like, because like the party like package that we did because there were so many people was like $35 a person, but that doesn't include tip or like tax. So I was like, all right, $40.
Yeah.
What it ended up being was like $47 and something cents per person. Mm. But I had like 8 empty spots because people were supposed to come and then backed out at the last minute.
Damn.
And then like one of my friends let me keep the money. Some people like, which was totally their right. They didn't come, asked for their money back, which was like fine. Like I'm not upset about it, but like, I just wish that everybody would come because then it was like, and then we also could have like told the people like to update the number, but like it was too late by that point because it was already, they'd already been planning for this many people.
Okay. Okay. So, like,
if I do it again like that, which I really liked this party, I thought it was really great. There was a lot of food. Mm-hmm. We have like, you know what? We have like a lot of pizza left over and we had like cheese left over, which we used. Neil had like a pizza dough that he had made and we used it on that.
Yeah.
We have a lot of pizza left over. That's going to be like, and I put it in the freezer. I freezed it.
Yeah.
I froze it. That's going to be our dinner for like, we're going to just have that for a while.
For a long time. Yeah.
It's fine. But
yeah,
it was honestly like a really, really great party. I thought it was good. It was like the one place and then the other place. And it was great. I thought it was fun. And did you feel like it was worth it for like $40?
Yes. It was worth it. I loved it. The environment alone was great. And like everyone was able to talk. I got to meet some of your other friends that I don't know.
Yeah.
So it was nice.
It was good. Yeah. I really, really had a good time. I wish it was longer. I wish it lasted longer.
Yeah.
I love my birthday. It's fine. But yeah. The last thing about me that I want to say is that I, like, very last minute, like, on, like, Saturday, like, the 2nd of September, that was, no, the 1st of September, that was the 1st, yes. No, the Saturday was the 2nd. Was it Friday? I don't remember. It was either the 1st or 2nd of September. I messaged my tattoo artist, and I was like, I want one of these. When do you have time? Do you have time on Sunday? Because, like, I've gotten a tattoo on, like, September 3rd, like, almost every year since I started getting tattooed.
Ooh.
But he was like, no, I don't really have time, but can you come on Monday, which was my actual birthday? And I was like, yeah, all right, whatever. I'll get a tattoo on my birthday. So I got this, like, cool little, like, mid-century modern chair.
Yes.
It's, like, pretty big. I really like it. But then Neil and I spontaneously decided to get each other's, like, first initial on our ring finger.
Oh, I love that.
So I have an N and Neil has a G. Wow. And that's Neil's, like, only tattoo.
Wow.
Yeah. But we, like, had already decided pretty much that we were going to do it in the car. But we were, like, sitting and waiting for my artist to set up, like, his machine for, like, this one.
Yeah.
And we hadn't, like, asked him to, like, do the other ones yet. But he had time. So and they were quick. So it's fine. But Neil, there's, like, these books of, like, tattoo ideas, so, like, in the waiting room. And Neil was like, he picked up one. And he was like, all right, whatever I land on, I'm getting, like, as a joke. And he literally landed on, like, the letter G.
Wow.
I swear to God. I was like, he did it. And I was like, he didn't look yet. And I was like, babe, look. And he's like, oh my God. So we were like, all right, we definitely 100% have to do it now, even though we were already gonna, but, like, it was crazy.
Yeah, no, that was meant to be.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But wait, going back to the friends, I feel like, so, like, if I wasn't going to go, I feel like you kind of lose your money at that point.
Yeah.
But I guess I could see why. I don't know.
I mean, like, there's other circumstances where I'm like, it's whatever. Like, it's fine. But who cares? Like, I really didn't mind. It was, like, whatever. But, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so. But yeah, no, that is so funny with the tattoos. And I love the chair. The chair's really nice.
Isn't it fun? It's so cool. Yeah. We'll post it on the Instagram and the other ones. And I have, like a video and a picture of him pointing to the G.
All right, yeah, send me those.
We can post that too.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So that's our update. George, anything else going on? Because I talked
about
No,
that's it. I don't know. Grace is always like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, it's fine.
We're already 20 minutes in and it's amazing. We're making it longer for you, Adam.
Yes. Yeah. And so, yes, we're pleasing everybody. Talking about Adam, let's recap the episode. So everyone loved it.
Oh, good.
I had a lot of people that texted me, a lot of my friends that listened and they were like, I loved it. It was so fun.
Yeah.
So that was good.
The only thing is, like, next time, like, you could pretty much hear us, but, like, sometimes it's a little bit, like, muted or, like, muffled. Next time, I think we, like, all need our own microphones, we need to, like, all, like, maybe I'll bring mine because it's, like, it, like, goes around and then we can, like, all sit around it.
Yeah.
Or and something. Then and it'll just, like, sit on the table and then we can all sit around it or whatever. But
yes,
I did have mine. I should have just set it up, but it's all right. That's the only thing I would have changed, but I thought it was really good. I thought it was really fun.
Yep. No, I also agree. That would be the only thing I would change is we would either have all of our own mics or, like you said, put it on there and then we sit at a table.
Yeah, we have to sit closer. Yeah.
Yeah. But I loved it. It was a great episode. Really,
we should have more guests. If anyone wants to come on the pod, if you have a topic you'd like to discuss, we don't discriminate topics. Well, some, but, you know, whatever.
Right. That's always my thing, because people are like, I want to come on. And I was like, okay, but what do you want to discuss? Because I'm not like yeah. just gonna have you on and then you're gonna just sit there. Like, we have yeah. to talk about something.
Yeah.
So I know my one friend's mad at me because she's like, I want to be on the podcast. And I was like, okay. I'm like, first of all, you never said anything to me. I'm like, if you want to come on, you could come on. So,
but there's no more hosting positions available.
Right. Yes. No, there is no more co-host positions.
There'd be too many cooks in the kitchen. We're already yes. too big of personalities for another fucking person.
Yeah. But- No, literally, we're both, no, Gracie and I are both like, one will talk, you'll talk, I'll talk, but.
We'll talk over each other.
Yes, yeah, but.
We'll talk about two different things at the same time if you want, whatever.
Yeah, we're yeah, flexible. But someone said it, they're like, they could feel our chemistry, like, they yes. could, they feel it, that, like, we know each other, and they're yeah. like, it's just so refreshing, because yeah. they're like, some podcasts I listen to, like, you don't even know. Like, you could tell that they don't know each other.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, that's definitely so important.
Yeah. But, all right, you guys. Reality TV time. Let's yes. do it. We yes. only have a few things for this.
Yeah, because today pop culture is the winner of this.
Oh, podcast. Pop culture is the big winner. We have a lot of topics. But yeah. George, which one do you want to talk about first?
Okay, I guess first we could talk about... we'll do the Carl and Lindsay mistress drama.
All right.
Cause that's like, holy we don't know a lot yet, but yeah, cause it's enough.
It literally like came out like a few hours ago, like this information.
Yeah. So Bravo and Blaze. Shout them out.
Yeah.
They posted it.
They're a great account. Love them. I also like Blocked by Jax is a good, like reality.
That's fair. I didn't know that.
That one's good too. Yeah. But so they had posted something about like, and I'd seen something else before, but it like got lost in my feed. But like, then I found this one. Apparently it came out, and we talked about Carl and Lindsay's like divorce last week because it had just like came out.
Yeah.
But apparently there may be like a mistress who had like a pregnancy scare, and like, we don't know a lot yet, but like, that's crazy.
Wild. And like,
listen, I get that like Carl and Lindsay are both very intense people with a lot of like things going on, mm-hmm. but like, that's messed up. Like, come on.
Yeah. I almost hope it's not true just because like, I don't know, like they just seemed like so excited last season. And I'm also hoping that this is not for the show because I'll be really upset.
And you know what? I did hear that they had wrapped filming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
Maybe they didn't because usually they film until Labor Day.
No. So the last, oh yeah, wait, you are right.
So I don't know, but I thought that that's what happened, but then apparently I heard that he had asked the cameras and the producers to like pick back up so he could break up with her, which is
what?
Like, I don't know how true that is. I just heard it. I saw like a rumor, like a blind item, like a Dumois something.
Right.
And I was like, that's really that's the worst part. Like
that
if you're going to break up. And if you're already filming, fine. But like, don't ask them to pick the cameras back up. Like I heard that like he asked for it, like with the Scandoval thing, like it just happened like organically on Watch What Happens Live. And then production decided to pick the cameras back up and film something. And they were like, all right, okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
But like nobody asked for it to be picked back up. And I feel like that makes it worse that he asked.
Yeah. That really is disgusting. And I don't know. We're going to have to see at the end of the day, but I don't see Carl like that anymore. Years ago, I would be like, of course, that's him. Like yeah. he's always ready for something. But nowadays, I feel like he changed so much, especially last season.
His sobriety, right?
Yes. And he was so not into the drama. He would walk away from it. He doesn't like it. So I don't know. We're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah. Like, and look, I haven't watched since like, the last time I talked about it, like I haven't watched in like almost a month. I have to get back into it.
Yeah.
That was like out on it for a little bit. I wasn't feeling it. And I'll get back in, but I'm still in like what, season four, where like the Hannah right. and Luke thing is about to happen. Like it's like, yes. they're hinting at it, but it hasn't happened yet. But like, you know, they've shown like clips. So like, That's yeah. where I am. But like, I've heard things, obviously, because I'm up to date with.
Yeah, her. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that just makes me sick if that's what he did. Like, I don't know if it's true or not. It's just what I heard, but that makes me really sad.
Yeah, no, that's horrible, and I really do hope it's not true.
Yeah, no one deserves that.
And if we get any more information, we will discuss it.
But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think next we should talk about that Vanderpump Rules clip that you sent me.
Wasn't that crazy?
Crazy.
Oh my, I was like, what is going on? Okay, so if you didn't watch the video, all they did was show a quick clip. It was like 6 seconds of a man grabbing a drink. No one knows who he is.
Yeah.
So they were filming their finale party. Vanderpump Rules. They were filming their finale party.
It was in San Francisco. They went to like that. What's his name? Is his name Kyle? Like the jewelry designer guy. It was like his event. It was an event for him or something.
Okay. Okay.
The guy that did like almost everybody's engagement ring on Vanderpump.
Oh, okay. Okay. So then, so they were all there. It was like some event. And then all of a sudden this man comes over, grabs a drink and throws it at like a bunch of people. And I don't know if he was going for Tom Sandoval or what,
Because then Tom Sandoval like appeared in the clip.
Yes.
So I was like, and it was crazy. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden the guy grabs a chair. And the security comes and grabs him. And then Tom Sandoval goes and grabs the chair and tries to like get it away from the guy.
Yeah.
And then the guys lift him up and then they take him away. And I was like, what the fuck is this? What is happening?
What's that?
So I'm like so confused and no one's saying anything. And we're going to have to wait and see. Everyone posted their photos from that night from the cast.
Everyone looked great.
Everyone looks good, but no one said nothing about it. So,
but you know what? I also heard that at that party or when they were in San Francisco for that, because I think they were there for like a couple of days or something. Like,
yeah, it was like a cast trip.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it was like at the party or like another point of that trip, but like, apparently I heard that production tried to like stage a conversation between Ariana and Tom, and Ariana was like, I'm not fucking doing it.
Oh,
and I don't blame her, because like, why would she do that?
Listen, it's one thing to be cordial with someone, but
yeah,
you are not going to force me to have conversations with someone if I don't want to, like, that's it. And I feel like production needs to know that, especially that like this, it was their real life. For us, it's a show, but for them, it's their real life. Yeah. So I feel like they should respect her.
Yeah, and like you have to imagine like some of it might be a little bit set up. They like arrange for people to see each other, but like the reactions to things are like real. Like those people are being like, that's their reaction. You know what I mean? But like, that's messed up. Like she doesn't need that right now. Like let her be. Just leave her alone.
Yeah.
But when does it come back on? When does it usually air? Like March?
So if they're filming right now and filming has stopped, they wrap. So it's going to be 6 months. So yeah, probably around March, April.
Yeah. I think when I looked at like the Wikipedia, they usually like air them in March. Oh
yeah. Yeah.
I can't wait. I need to know. I'm so excited.
I know that's how all these shows are. It's like 6 months later. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Next we'll talk about the Courtney and Travis baby mess. So, TMZ reported that Travis and Courtney, they were in the hospital. No one knew why. And then Courtney posted last night just stating the whole reasoning behind it.
But also, like, there was, like, speculation that something was wrong with the baby because Travis had, like, left a Blink-182 concert, like, in the middle of it.
Oh.
So he must have, like, somebody backstage must have gotten, like, a phone call. And then he, like, left in the middle of the concert to go be with her because of this. And what had happened was that we don't know like why, but because she didn't post about that, but that like the baby, like the fetus, the baby needed like surgery. So they did like fetal surgery, which like when I was talking to Neil about it, Neil was like, that's so crazy that like science can do that. Like we can do that. But they can also like microscopically do like brain surgery too. It's crazy, like medical advancements and stuff. But like,
oh, I know.
I'm glad the baby is okay. When I first saw the post and didn't read the caption, I was like, oh my God. Cause it was just like them holding hands, Travis and Courtney. And I was like, oh my God, did they lose the baby? And then I read and I was like, oh my God, thank God.
Yeah. Okay. Thank That's God. What I thought too immediately. I was like, oh, they lost the baby.
Yeah. No.
Or, and like, obviously, I thought they had it.
Yeah. But it's like too early for that. How old, like, I feel like she's gotta be only like 5 to 7 months or maybe even less.
I think maybe 6 months. I think she is. Yeah.
Between 5 and 7. Like, I don't know. I was like, oh my God. But like, you also have to like factor in that, like, she's a little bit older now than she was right. when she had the first three. And, you know, as you get older, pregnancies are more harder. Risky. Yeah. And yes. it's harder on your body and they're riskier, complications and stuff. So we're just really glad that the baby's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So, yeah. And then once we hear anything else, we'll let everyone know.
Yeah.
Lastly, for the reality TV realm of this, is the Kylie and Timothy PDA at Beyonce's concert. Wild.
But it was kind of hot. I was
I wanted to join them. Like, I was like, wait a second. I'm obsessed with this.
That's
Everyone
so
is trashing them. But to me, I was like, wait, that looks so hot. Like, I'm obsessed with them now.
Yeah, I was like when it was first reported, like I saw it on Dumois that like they were like reportedly like dating or like seeing each other or whatever.
Right, right.
I was like, that's so crazy.
Yep, I thought
she's
it was
like
fake.
A full ass like voluptuous woman. He's like a little boy,
a little twig. Yeah.
But like, it was kind of honky, and she like there was like a video of them like making out and like kissing and like hugging and holding each other. But then there was also one of like them, like no sound, but like you could see them like talking, and like she seemed like so into him. And like,
yeah.
I was like, all right, you guys, good for you guys.
I know. Yeah.
Loving that for you guys.
Yeah. So I really am loving that relationship. I didn't know I would, it. But seeing it, I was like, I love this actually. So good for
I
them.
I love it. Big fan.
Yes. No, same. All right. Next, pop culture.
Oh my God, you guys, we have so many pop Wild. Culture things to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I would like to say is RIP Jimmy Buffett.
Yes.
I hope you're having as many margaritas as you want in the sky.
Yeah.
We love you.
Yeah, very sad. RIP. And I literally was like, my first thing when I heard when he passed, I was like, does he own Margaritavilles around?
Yes.
No, well, okay, this is what's happening. I looked it up and they said technically no, but he has a huge stake in the margarita franchises.
Yeah, it's Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville, you know? Yeah.
So technically he does own it, but I guess like on paper, no. I don't know. It's like
he's just like a part owner or whatever.
Yes, but they said he has a huge stake in it. So So RIP, he was so like problematic. So
I know, we love him. Oh my god. I love Margaritaville. It's so fun. Like, it's such like a tourist trap, but like we went there as a bit and it was so fun. And the food is good, you guys. Like, the food is delicious.
Okay.
And the drinks are great. For $8, you can get your drink in like a blender and then you get to take it home. And we have two of them.
Oh, that was only $8. I love that.
Not the drink wasn't $8. It's an additional $8
to keep the cup
plus the price of the drink. $8 plus the cost of the drink.
Yeah, but to me that's not bad. The cup looks nice. I love it.
Yeah, it's like plastic, but like we love it. I made margaritas and we drank them the day that we found out. Yeah. We like weren't gonna drink that day, and then we were like, we gotta do it for Jimmy.
You're like, shit, now we have to drink. All right,
it's what he would have wanted.
Yeah, right. He would have wanted nothing less.
Yeah, he would have been upset with us if we didn't booze it up. Come on.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Sophie and Joe Jonas divorcing. Oh, this is wild. So much shit is coming out about this. We're now hearing like he saw something on the Ring camera. His PR team is trashing her in the streets, saying that like she likes to party. But I'm sorry, I don't care if I'm married or not. If I want to go out and have fun, I'm still gonna go out and have fun.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Like,
I'm like, I'm a little disappointed with Joe Jonas and his PR team. Like, it's stupid and
it's
annoying.
Really bad.
But I'm also like sad because they were really cute together. But now I'm like, damn, fuck you, Joe. What are you doing, dude?
No, literally. And it's like they have children together. So
it hits
a little different. I don't think he should be trashing her. And it's technically not him trashing her, but it is because it's his PR team throwing this out there. And everyone knows it's the PR team.
Yeah, absolutely. But like still, like.
Yeah, it's It's not devastating, okay. So
truly devastating.
I never liked Joe Jonas. He just was never my favorite. He came off very like he was the best, and he really wasn't. We all know it's Kevin and, you know, Nick.
Nick was my favorite.
Yeah, Nick was always a favorite.
I was a big Jonas Brothers girl. I met them in 2007.
Ooh. So Michael met Joe Jonas, and he was so rude.
Joe, yeah. All right, fuck Joe Jonas. We're done with you. You're canceled.
Literally, yeah. And my brother was going to the concert and with his girlfriend, and literally they met him, and he was so rude to them. They were like, "Can we have a photo? We're gonna see you tonight." And he's like, "No." And I'm like, "Ew."
Well, I mean, was he rude about declining the photo? Because like I understand.
No. Me too. No, I'm the
first. Taking a photo. Like, if you don't want to take a photo, that's okay. You're still a person. Absolutely. But you have to be nice about it, because like you also are a public figure. Like, I feel like public figures, and I was thinking about this today, actually, like public figures, like celebrities and people like that, like they get a lot of like, they're very scrutinized.
Yes.
And like, which is like kind of not fair, because they're still people. Like, we all have our bad moments. Just because they're famous doesn't mean they can't have a bad day.
Absolutely.
But it's also like, if your fans ask you for a photo, just be polite. You right. can be an asshole in private about it. But right. like, be polite, because you don't never know how that information is going to spread.
Yeah.
You know, so you can have your bad days, but like, if you want to keep a clean public image, you know what I mean? But at the right. same time, like, they are still people. Maybe he was having a bad day. We don't know.
Yeah. So this is what I told them. Because when they said that, I said, well, listen, they don't have to take a photo with you. Like, they are just people at the end of the day.
Right.
And
yeah.
But they were like, no, he was like so rude about it though. And we said like, we're fans, we're actually coming to the show tonight. So then I was like, okay, that's a little fucked up. Like, if he was rude about it, like I would have been like, guys, I'm sorry. I'm just not having a good day today.
Yeah.
I feel horrible. I look horrible. I just don't want
thank
photos.
You. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's nice to meet you. I hope you have a good time at the show. Be on your way and you're done.
Please give me a hug. Like, thank you.
Yeah. And then like, when you get in your, and then when you get in your car, you can complain about it to whoever and be a bitch and nasty about it. But like,
yes,
just like, whatever. But yeah, also like, I get they're all people. People have like bad moments.
Yeah.
If it's like, I feel like if it's like a one-off, okay. Or like every once in a while, whatever. But if it's, I feel like a lot of celebrities who like people report that they're rude. It's like repeated incidents. It's like all the time people are like, they're not nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not nice people.
Yeah. Like I met Pitbull years ago. I think it was like 2018. He didn't want to take photos. He was like, I shouldn't be here, so I don't want to take photos. And I was like, I respect that. It's fine. And I was,
but he wasn't like nasty to you about
it. Oh my God. He was so nice. He smelled delicious. He was so nice about
loving
it. And I was like, I respect that. Like, if you don't want to be, you know, if you're not supposed to be here, I'm like, I get it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I am saddened for the kids, and I'm saddened for them too, as a couple, because it is sad.
I know.
But yeah, I feel like what Joe is doing and his PR team, I don't like that. I think that's wild.
On like a side note, when Nick Jonas got married, I hadn't met Neil yet. And like, I used to be obsessed with Nick Jonas.
Yeah.
And I tweeted, I was like, can't believe Nick Jonas is getting married and I'm not the bride.
Yeah, that was wild too, because I was like, really, Priyanka? I can't believe
she's like 10 years older than him.
Yes, yeah.
But you know what? Good for you, Joe. I mean, Nick, whatever.
Well, remember he went out with Kate Hudson, so he likes older
girls. Did he?
Yes.
Kate Hudson's hot. She's hot. We love her.
No, she is gorgeous. Stunning. She is so fucking hot. Yeah.
Love her. All right. Before we get into it, I do have to pee really fast.
Oh, yeah.
I am
going to
break. And then, obviously, you know, just cut it so it's just like I went quick.
Yeah, we'll cut it. Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite, for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the Ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goalie gummies today.
All right, you guys, I peed. I feel so much better. Amazing.
So happy for you.
This was a listener request, actually. So, yes. George, take it away.
So, recently, Justin Bieber and, oh my God, what's his wife's name?
His wife, Hailey Baldwin Bieber.
Hailey Baldwin Bieber, yes. They were at an event hosting, it was her event. I think she's having like a skincare line or something like that.
Oh yeah, Rhode. That's like her middle name, R-H-O-D-E.
Oh, okay, okay. So anyway, she had her event for it. So she came in a like stunning outfit, all red.
Like
dress.
This tight, like red bodycon, like strapless dress. Yes. Very cute, very nice.
Very heels, nice.
Makeup did. You know, she yes. looked good.
Everything done. We're everything good. Looked incredible. Behind yes. her was some squirmy little guy that looked homeless, and that was, in fact, Justin Bieber, who was worth $300 million.
Oh, my God. So, and for those of you who didn't see the photo, he was wearing, like a classic, like, light gray, like, sweatsuit, yeah. but he had, like, the hood on, and, like, it was, like, tight and, like, tied. So he looked so silly.
It looked wild, and I'll post it, too. I'll post the photo on the Social Blend Instagram. Yeah. But my a listener wanted us to talk about it and just kind of get our opinions on if we would be okay with something like that. So me personally, I'll go first. it's kind of like whatever, but at the same time, like if it's an event and it's my event, we better both look good. Like if I'm going to bring you around, you need to look good as much as I'm going to look good. And I feel like a lot of men are like that with women. Like the women look stunning and they expect that yeah. from women. But the men is allowed to come in shorts and a sweatshirt. Like, I think that's so crazy. Like it's yeah. her event. Like represent her too.
Yeah. I mean, that's like it. Also for me, I'm like, yes, I agree with that. But like, maybe that's what he was feeling. Maybe he was trying to start a trend, go for like a look. I yeah. don't know. I feel like it was okay. It was fine. Whatever. Her dress, like, it wasn't, like, shiny, right? It was kind of, like a the finish.
It was matte.
Yeah, it was matte. I don't know if it was, like, denim. It kind of looked like it could have been, like, cottony, mm-hmm. denim-y or whatever. But, like, still, I don't know. I didn't, like, absolutely hate it. But I also right. didn't absolutely love it. I feel like I was like, ah, whatever. He's a weird guy. He's a weird dude. Whatever. Right. If that's what he feels comfortable in, okay, dude.
Right, yeah. No, I and thing. I get that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, that's a little like off to me that
yeah.
especially it's his wife's event. But
yeah, the memes about it were pretty funny though.
Oh my God, so funny.
One was like over like the text overlay over top of like her outfit and her picture of her was like first 6 months living in New York, and like on him it was like after living in New York for 2 years or more. And
I was like, yes,
that one was really funny. I like that one. I can't remember who made it. I'm so sorry, but good job.
Right. So fun. Good job, everyone.
But yeah. Yeah.
All right. Next, let's talk about Marilyn Monroe's home in California. It's wild. In Brentwood neighborhood.
Of Los Angeles.
So like 5 years ago, her house went up for sale. This is the second time. It went up for sale since her death.
Yeah. She died in the home, I think, in like 1962 or something.
1962.
Like that.
Yep, she died in the home in 1962.
Yes. And so, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay. So now these people bought it, and they've lived there for a while. All of a sudden, I guess there's been reports saying that there are what is it called? Petitions to knock down the house.
No, so they want to knock down the house. There are like petitions for them to not do it, and for like the historical society or whatever, I don't know, LA County or LA city council or whatever, to like step in and prevent them from doing that. Yes. The house was built in 1929. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and I've seen like some pictures of the inside. It's gorgeous. It's a beautiful home, and it's like a historic building, and it's so nice. And they're probably just going to put like some generic, like new looking house on it. Right. And like, I don't like that, because that's like not good.
Yeah. And the homes back then were built so incredible. Yeah. Like the architecture. Gorgeous. Yes. It's incredible. So it's so sad. And this is what someone, like, I follow this one Marilyn Monroe account, and he like has so many collectible items from her. And he was saying like, this is what happens when like, cause she didn't have family like that, and they never made it a historical,
landmark or monument or whatever. Yeah.
Yes. Like, like how Graceland is for Elvis and stuff right, like that.
Yeah.
So that is one of the issues. Yeah. And so, and now like
difference is like Elvis had like family.
Right.
So like Lisa Marie, his daughter, who obviously just died, RIP. Yeah, now Riley. Yeah.
Priscilla.
I don't know how to say her last name, but I think it's Irish. But she's like his granddaughter. And, you know, like he still has family around. Like she didn't have that. So like no one is like protecting her legacy in that way.
Yes. Yeah. So it's so sad. It's so sad. But now what they're trying to do is you can petition it with the Los Angeles clerk's office or whatever.
Yeah, and, whatever.
And try to stop it. I just hope they make it a historical landmark. Cause when it was on the market, I was like, I wish I had the money to just get it,
because so like millions of dollars.
I think it was $3 million the house was selling for. I'm like, if I could just get a dollar from everyone I know.
George, you don't know 3 million.
No,
people.
3 million people, but you know.
Yeah, no. But this like leads me to another topic that I kind of want to talk about. So like, this house is not considered mid-century modern because it was built like way before that. Mm-hmm. But LA and California, like Southern California itself, like they have a lot of mid-century modern homes, which are like homes built in like the 50s and 60s. And it's like my favorite kind of home, my favorite style, and like favorite kind of design. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. This tattoo is like a mid-century modern like chair kind of.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the mid-century modern houses in Southern California and LA specifically will like go up for sale after having like one or two owners who really cared for and respected them, the homes. And then people, like rich people, will buy them and they'll like completely destroy it. Like they'll paint it white. They will like gut it. They'll change it. They'll make it like modern. And it's just like, it's sad because like I want one of those homes and you're ruining them. So there's not going to be one left for me when I'm ready to buy a house in like literally 25 years. Cause it's
exactly. But, you know, whatever. Right.
It's just devastating because like that architecture style is like so beautiful. And like, even in like the 20s and like early 30s or whatever, late 20s, early 30s, like it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, why would you want like a cookie cutter home that just looks the same as like every other new modern home? Like, modern homes are like kind of ugly to me. Like,
yeah, it makes me sick because nowadays they're so generic and the spaces are not used well, and it makes me sick because I also like an older house. Like the house that they want to knock down, that's a gorgeous house to me. Like,
gorgeous.
The character has is just like people can't make that anymore. So
no, it's
very like, upsetting.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sad.
I also appreciate new modern homes too, of course. like, but if they're well built, like I feel like nowadays they're so quick to just throw something like on and, land and it looks
and they
crazy.
All look the same. They all look the same. Like all of the houses, you remember that episode of Vanderpump Rules where they showed like Tom and Ariana's house, Tom and Katie's house, and like Jax and Brittany's house.
All
and
the
they
same.
Literally all fucking look the same.
Every and, like, house.
Don't get me wrong. It's not a terrible house, but like, I feel like a lot of these newer houses all look like exactly the same and there's nothing like unique about them anymore.
Right. Right.
Which
yeah.
like, you know, I don't know. Yeah. I want my home when people come to my home to make it, to have it feel like it's me. Like I live
right.
there.
Yes.
Not like anybody could come in off the street and live in this house. You know?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So, I like that. Yeah. They, you want them to walk in and say, this is Gracie. Of course.
Yes. Like, yeah, exactly. Or like, the person who I'm visiting, this is who they are.
Yes, exactly.
This is representative of who they are, what they like, their interests, their vibe, their style, all that.
Yeah, so, I know. It's so sad. Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. Do you want to talk about your next thing or?
Yes, I'm going to skip these other two things and we'll save them for later. But
okay.
The Burning Man fiasco. What
wild.
A trip.
Wild.
My thoughts about Burning Man, first of all, are this. Like, that's cool. You guys want to do drugs and have fun and burn shit or whatever you do there. I don't even fucking know. Cool. But they're doing it on indigenous land. And they're disrespecting indigenous people. Mm-hmm. And then they just, like, pack their shit up and they leave. And I'm like, okay, can we just not?
Yeah. Ooh, I didn't
know that.
Go
do it somewhere else. Like,
yeah.
Whatever.
Wow. I didn't know that.
But the thing was that, like, the people at Burning Man were told to like ration their food and water because heavy rains and stuff had created a lot of like mud that was very difficult to drive out of. Like I saw like a video of like a Jeep, like a big Jeep that got stuck in the mud trying to leave.
Wow.
And like, which is obviously like, it's kind of sad. Like, I don't know if it's sad or not, but like you're stuck there. But then it's like Diplo and Chris Rock, like, got, they had to walk like 6 miles, but then they like got right. out. But then, like, what about the people who don't have money or aren't famous?
Yes.
And like, they're stuck there. So exactly. I don't know. I just have like a lot of problems with it. I'm just like,
yeah, it's
maybe
like,
don't do it next time, you know?
Right.
Don't go there. It's like, whatever.
I never understood it. And I'm just like, maybe not. Like, maybe don't do it. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, it is crazy. I think one person died, or is that not true?
I didn't see that, but it's possible. I'm not sure exactly, though. But I don't know. What's next?
Danny Masterson.
Danny Masterson prison sentence. It was just announced today, like a few hours ago. He got sentenced to 30 years to life in prison.
Oh, wow.
For his crimes. He was accused by, like, multiple women, I think, like, at least three, of rape.
Oh, yes. That's the serial. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
No, not serial, but, like, he's in Scientology. He played Hyde on That 70s Show.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, good. Thank God he's going away, because that's disgusting. And the Church of Scientology is like, guys,
no, it's scary.
It's scary and weird, but what are your thoughts about that? Cause I can't
wow.
stop talking.
Okay. So now I know who you're talking about. I just looked him up.
Okay.
I thought you were talking about the man that murdered those people, like the serial murderer.
Oh, like in Long Island.
Yes.
Oh no. The trial wouldn't have happened that fast. Like,
right. I was like, wow, that was fast.
No, yeah, Danny Masterson thing, like, he got accused, like, years, like, a couple of years ago.
Yes, he was on that show with Ashton Kutcher,
yep.
The Ranch.
No, oh, yeah, but he was, yeah, because they had been on That 70s Show together, and then they made that show.
Yes, oh, my God, so that's horrific.
I know.
It's very crazy, so three women have come forward and said this?
Yeah, I mean, and I'm sure there's probably more, but I think at least three have come forward and, like, accused him of raping them.
Holy shit. Yes, yeah, so, sentenced Thursday to 30 years to life in prison for raping two women at his home in California in the early 2000s.
Yep, yeah.
What is okay? What the fuck is wrong with people? It's so scary that like these people will just do this.
People are
I'm shaking. Like, it's so crazy. Yeah. Cause like also he's a good looking guy too. It's not like he's some ugly guy that like needs to just rape women. Like,
but it's not about that. It's about like power. It's about having like something in your brain like that you have to, like, you know what I mean?
That and, like, is it's so scary. Fucked
up. Like, as a victim myself of, you know,
yes.
It's like, thank God he's going away.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a traumatic, awful, terrible thing
right.
to have happen.
Yes.
And like, he's getting his, what he did. You know what? He did that. And this is what you fucking get.
Absolutely. No, that is so disgusting. And you're right. It is power too. Like, it's just, oh my God. It is really disgusting. Wow.
I know like him be going to jail isn't going to take away the trauma that these women have felt. Yes. But I hope at least they feel a little bit more like,
Something was done.
And a little bit better because he got what was coming to him.
Yeah.
You know?
Justice. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of justice. They got their justice. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is disgusting. Wow.
Yeah. Really gross. Really gross.
What's the next thing?
All right. The last thing in kind of like a pop culture thing that I want to talk about. What's going on with farmers markets in cities, you guys? What the fuck? I'm going to be honest. Like, I feel like it's just a vessel for, like, people to sell their, like, artisan goods. Like, this is my fancy, like, soap or my fancy cookie dough. It's a farmer's market. It's supposed to be where you can buy vegetables for cheap that are, like, good and better.
Yes, I know. I went to one. When was it? A few months ago. And it was like, special soaps and like that. And I was like, wait, where's the produce? Like, where's the vegetables? Where are the, like, it was so weird. Now they did have like vegan butter. So I was happy about that. And it's like pricey though. I'm like, wait, is this
it's
cheaper?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I understand like if the farmer's market has like a good, like a lot of produce and there's like a couple of those like stands.
Right.
Fine.
Yeah.
Whatever. Or like a farm brings all their vegetables, but they also make something like that. Cool. That's great.
Yes.
It's a way to sell it. Whatever. But like, it's literally become like all that. And I'm like, I'm not into it. I don't like it. Not a fan.
Yeah, no, I don't like that either. Like you said, like it's starting to turn into more of like an artistry thing where it's like, oh, buy my expensive soap and like, you know, this and that. So
I don't want to buy your expensive soap. I want to buy my squash and my avocados and my tomatoes, please.
Right. Same. Yeah. Like
I'm good with my Dove.
Yes.
Let me have some watermelon. Okay.
Yeah. And let's move on about that. Yeah. That is so crazy. Yeah. You know, I didn't even think of it like that. Like when I went, I was like, this is weird. And then I just like kept it rolling. But
yeah,
now
I
that
was
you
like,
say it like that, I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, whatever. All right. Anything else pop culture that we think we need to discuss?
Oh my God. Honestly, we talked about so much.
I know.
There's really nothing else.
I know. Oh my God. I literally talked so much. I just have a lot of thoughts today.
No, it's fine.
My
and
brain's
I love
like
that. Yeah. No, some days when my brain is like that, I'm like, I just need to talk. Like, I will talk to my family and they're like, shut the fuck up. And I'm
like, oh my God. Neil's like, Gracie. I love you, babe. I love you. But like, it's a little too much.
It's
today.
Too much.
And I'm like, ah,
fucking do like talk in the mirror. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I
don't know. Yeah.
All right. Well, that brings us to our last thing. You know, we got to do our weekly hyperfixation.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
George, what's yours this week?
Okay. So lately or this week, my hyperfixation has been Terry Jones on TikTok. So
don't know who that is. Don't
okay,
really go on TikTok.
Yes, because you don't go on TikTok. But like, I think he's on. Yeah, she's on social media too. On
Instagram.
Instagram, yes.
All right.
But anyway, so she's very toxic, but in like a fun way. It's really a guy, but he dresses up as a girl. And then like he trashes everybody that goes on his live on TikTok. And now it's become such a like pop culture movement that like like all these celebrities go on and he like trashes them. And
like people are asking for it basically because they're going on. Yeah, okay.
So now they're like asking for it, and now it's like a fun little like gig that he's got going on. But he's funny also like without his character, and that's it. So I've just been obsessed watching him, and it's really taken over my life.
Yeah,
because it's so funny.
I gotta check it out.
And that's it.
Yeah. I have not had any hyperfixations really. I've like the Dominic Fike one's over.
Okay, good.
I mean, I've been watching like a lot of old SNL, but like that's just because it's easy to watch and just something to put on. Like I like it.
Yeah.
And Neil was even saying like it's easy to watch it because if you're like, oh, if this sketch isn't good, like I want to see what the next one is. Maybe it's better. Right. But like it's just easy to just keep it going. But I really haven't been like hyper focused on anything recently. Neil though found this new game. It's like this snail game. I don't even know what you have to do in it, but like apparently there's like a time where you have to like wait to do the next thing. But while you're waiting, they give you like mini games to play. So they just like reel you in. So he's been really hyper fixated on that this week.
Wow. And is it on like the app store?
Yeah, on the app store. It's like an app for your phone. And I'm I'll just like sit there and won't talk for like 40 minutes. And I'm like, what's going on? He's like, snail.
Snail.
Snail. Snail. I'm like, all right. Wow. You do, dude. Have fun with that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wait, I forgot to tell you. I did start the last season of Succession.
Yay. Okay, good. Yes. Okay, good.
So I'm on like episode 5 right now. So lots of going on. And then I'll give my review at the end when I'm done.
Perfect. Yeah. I already spewed my thoughts.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I'm about to say. You know what I'm about to do. And it's all the truth.
It's all the truth. And it's my truth. But yeah, so I will say my final review when I'm done with it. It's honestly probably by the end of this weekend.
Perfect.
But yeah, I have been glued to the TV. I love that show.
Yeah.
So I am sad it's the final season, but I like you were saying mixed reviews on the finale. So I'm excited.
Like, and those episodes are long though. So like, it's hard to watch
an
a lot.
Hour. Yes. It's an hour. So it's crazy. But all right.
Yeah. All right, you guys, this was a really long one.
This was a long one.
If you want us to talk about anything specific, because you know we're going to have opinions.
Yes.
Let us know.
Oh, yeah. Please go in our DMs and just let us know. Yeah. Like one listener said, the whole Justin Bieber and Haley Baldwin thing. So
just scream at me in there. Just like in all caps. Talk about this.
Yes.
That's what I want. Please.
Yes. That's it. And we'll do it. So.
Yeah.
All right. Other than that, guys, have a great weekend.
I hope everyone has an amazing, beautiful weekend.
Yes.
Hopefully love you guys. Thanks for tuning in and listening to us rant for a long time. Today was
a very long time. Yeah. All right. Tune in next week for an all new episode.
All right. Bye, guys. Bye.